The following podcast contains strong language, as well as substantial sexual and adult content. Listener discretion is advised, as well as always asking for consent. Hey, party people! If you remember our episode about sex education, episode 6, if you haven't heard it yet, we got into the nitty-gritty of sex ed, or the lack thereof. We once again had to cut a large chunk of the episode for time, so that's what this bonus episode is all about. Please enjoy more of our sex ed talk, including myths that people reported about their so-called sex education.
Meanwhile, under the Trump administration, they've taken Obama-era grants that were meant to promote comprehensive sex ed, and they're now so now abstinence-only education isn't a thing. Now it's got a new term. They're calling it sexual risk avoidance education. And this is from the Department of Health and Human Services' own website on sexual SRAE is what they're calling it. It says the purpose of sexual risk avoidance education, SRAE, is to fund projects to implement sexual risk avoidance education that teaches participants how to voluntarily refrain from non-marital, I just want to emphasize that part, that's on a government website, non-marital sexual activities.
Keep the government out of my bedroom.
SRAE programs also teach the benefits associated with self-regulation, success, sequencing for poverty prevention, healthy relationships, goal setting, and resisting sexual coercion, dating violence, and other youth risk behaviors, such as underage drinking or illicit drug use without normalizing teen sexual activity.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. There's a lot to
unpack
there.
And it's weird that it's like throwing that in there. I'm like, goodness. It's still keeping up with the rhetoric of like, oh, well, you know, I was drunk, so that's why I've raped this girl.
Well,
it's like,
and I just wanted,
like, adding the drinking in with sex. I mean, yes, it happens, but also when you have it in, it's the two don't have to go together. They don't.
Well, and I just want to emphasize that research finds that programs that promote abstinence until marriage while withholding information about contraceptive methods do not stop or even delay sex.
Of course not.
Moreover, abstinence only until marriage programs can actually place young people at increased risk of pregnancy or STIs. That is according to Guttmacher.
Here are some of the worst myths taught in sexual risk avoidance ed.
Or abstinence only, yeah. Yes. Well, I took it from abstinence only, too. Like, this was, yeah. I scoured a few sources. So there was like one main BuzzFeed article that I sourced, as well as a Reddit thread.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And some of these are amazing, and actually some of them sound a little familiar.
Virginity as anything other than a social construct.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get that more than just in school.
There is the hymen, but
you can burst that. We've been through this. We've been through this
bike,
in our first.
Riding a horse, riding anything, really.
A pommel horse, you know. Sneeze too hard. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I could see a hymen. I didn't even get to see mine. I didn't really look. I wasn't looking for it specifically.
Take a little dental mirror and just get in the stirrups.
I used to look like, I mean, as a child, I was very fascinated. I would totally like get a mirror and look at myself, like, and check out my own vagina. But I never like went in and like ripped them apart and looked at the hymen. I didn't realize I needed to be looking for a hymen, and I don't think I would have known what it was going to look like.
Okay. You never went past the vaginal lids?
No, not really.
My dad wrote a porno.
Oh, the vaginal lids.
The vaginal lids popped.
That reminds me of Tupperware and like a little sound.
Yeah, a little Tupperware. But no, you sounded surprisingly academic about vaginas for a gay man.
Oh,
yes,
thank you.
Did a wonderful job.
Did anybody else get this next one, the scotch tape analogy? Although it's not just a piece of scotch tape. So I put scotch tape analogy in this list, even though, like, I got it as scotch tape, but I've seen it be in many. So I had used gum.
Yeah. But it was an analogy.
This was new to me, and it is shocking and appalling.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So basically, what they would do is
examples here.
Yeah, they would take a piece of scotch tape and they would stick it to one person, and then they would peel it off and stick it to the next person, and then like keep doing it over and over and over and over again. basically to sort of, you know, the act of sticking the piece of tape on someone was sex, you know, it was like an analogy for having sexual like contact with someone. And so by the time it reached the 30th or the 20th or so person or whatever, obviously it doesn't stick to anything anymore.
Like, I'm going to get a headache from how hard I'm rolling my eyes. Like, yeah. So absurd.
But I've seen, yeah, there's the
analogy as well of okay, well, everyone take a bite of this pie, and then by the, you know, the last person, there's no more pie left. And it's like, well,
or
that's like
everything
having sex.
Or everybody's touched.
That's just like once, having sex.
Once eight people have sex with you, there's no sex left to be had.
I mean, in one night, yes, but yeah, I can definitely
I mean, there
adjust
is
to
such
that.
Thing as anal prolapse, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
God, this just, it makes my head angry.
Yeah, we also had like the used,
and the rest of you.
Yeah, like, the saddest one was like the used gum. I think like I had the used gum analogy because it was just like, well, this is a piece of used gum. I just took it out of my mouth. Does anybody else want it?
Well, and
no
two,
one did, of course.
Like, the two examples here, like one is the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
Which is like telling somebody, do whatever you want to it, which...
Yeah.
Also, not a good analogy for sex.
Yeah.
Like, people lick it, throw it on the ground, stuck their pencil into it.
See, that's
I'm
what's
like,
weird.
No one's putting a pencil into me. Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe once, but...
I mean, I did once try to fuck myself with a marker, but I was 17. I didn't know shit about shit. So... No,
yeah, I know.
No,
no,
that's not
really,
how sex
yeah.
works.
Well, when I read that too, I thought back to my sex, my
sex
health
club.
Class, my sex club, yeah, my sex club, my health class that had like a week of sex ed.
Oh wow!
And if I know,
impressive.
Yeah, and it was led by a coach, and he made like someone from the health department come in because he could not talk to us.
Was this chicken shit?
Literally,
he was
mean
out
girls.
With students. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. He was like, I'm not going to get involved. It was a total mean girl situation with that.
Step away from the underage girl, yeah.
But I just don't visualize anyone doing anything other than eating the peanut butter cup. It would go to the first person, and then they'd
exactly.
be like, do whatever you want with it. And
I would,
it'd have been like,
I would,
okay, I'm going to eat it. Like, yeah, and that would have been it. End
like,
of it.
Who puts a pencil
yeah.
into a peanut
butter? I was like, reading,
you
was
are
like,
ruining good
yeah,
peanut
ruining
butter
good
chocolate.
Okay,
here.
I know there, no, there is a wrong way to eat a Reese's.
Yeah.
And that is it.
Yeah. My I was like, all y'all are stupid.
If it's like a skewer, then you're just going to like nibble around it for a while.
Well, if you're going to deep fry it, then that's fine.
Oh yeah. That's what the dumbest thing
right,
is. It's like everyone was always starving in my school. Like we were getting
fed. Because
you're
teenagers.
We were
you're
getting
growing.
Fed, but we were hungry as hell. If
oh
there was
God,
a piece of candy
hungry.
Given to us, we're going to fucking eat it.
Oh
so
God.
Whoever that school was, y'all were stupid.
Yeah, well, no, the other one that I read, which was
makes
a,
me so
a more creative, but... even more awful one is they had two girls holding clear cups of clean water.
Two girls, two cups.
Two
totally, totally. Sorry, keep going.
Two girls, two cups.
Two girls, two cups.
Okay.
They
no
had,
bowel movements in this example.
They had two girls holding clear cups of clean water. They then had several boys have cups of water, and they asked each of the boys to swish it around in their mouths before spitting it into one girl's cup, and that was supposed to represent what sex does to you.
Sexist as fuck.
My God.
I will say that one of the hottest sex scenes I've seen in a while was with... Rachel McAdams
we're
and
not
Rachel Weisz.
Okay.
And Rachel spits into other Rachel's mouth, and it's beautiful.
Wait, what movie is it?
Yeah, this is, what is it? It's where they're both Jewish, and they're in the community, and...
What, they're both Jewish and in the community?
Yeah, in the Jewish community, but they're both lesbians, and she's married, one of them's married to a rabbi, and the other one has left the community because she's gay, and then comes back in because her father dies. Anyway, I can't... Disobedience! Sorry, I had to explain the movie before I could think of the title.
Okay. I'm not even...
Anyway,
heard
it's great.
This.
It's great.
Spitting
so when I think
and I
of,
love both of them.
When I think of spit, it is the only association I have now because it was so great. It was a little off-putting at first because it was like, oh, that's what we're doing. Then I was like, oh, yeah, that's what we're doing. But anyway, yeah, it's of course it's sexist. I'm not surprised. Yeah. This
yeah,
is the
yeah.
kind of shit
I don't
I
think
had.
Anyone is surprised. We're just disappointed.
And appalled.
If that's still happening, it sucks, and I'm sure it is. So, yeah.
There's so many other things.
It's okay, like, next.
The reason moms and dads can have sex with a condom is because you can't get STDs if you're in love.
What?
Yeah, one of the myths is
that. That definitely at least wasn't taught to me. It was pretty much clear that, like, just you're going to get an STD if you're having sex in general. So,
yeah. Which is why, like, even when you're afraid you have HIV before you have sex, mm-hmm. like, did that ever happen to you? Like, where you're just
that
terrified?
That never happened to me, but I have hooked up with people who that has stayed with them.
Mm. Oh, really?
That,
wow.
Like,
what if I have it?
Like, that...
You've literally never had sex before. How could you have HIV? Well, I don't know. No, I've never been tested.
Like, not even that, but like, literally the fear is
so
present that, like, there was one person that was like, we were like, hanging out. We were going to hook up. And he was like, we can't actually do anything unless you and I both go get tested together.
Wow.
And I was like... We just met.
Wow.
No.
That's incredible. Yeah. Oh.
Like, well, at this one time at church camp.
I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there were no flutes. There was nothing to be done.
Also
but
painful.
There was, yeah. There, I mean, maybe not.
Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
A dildo if you're brave enough. We had a girl, she was like 13, we were all about 13 or 14, and she was hysterically crying in the bathroom, and we found out later it was because she thought she had gotten pregnant off of a toilet seat.
Oh, God.
And we were like fucking what Glee. The fuck? Yeah. Ugh. And we were like, you know that can't happen. And she's like, well, I've heard that if there is semen around, and you sit on it, and then it can get inside
of you. The sperm
just
knows where to go. That was a lot of the myths, yeah. Like, you could swallow semen, and it could still get you pregnant, because like, that was another myth that I read. I know.
Well, I mean, look at the opening sequence of Look Who's Talking is literally a sperm trying to find an egg. That stuck with me for a long time. Like, those fuckers are determined.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they die so quickly.
They do. Okay, some of these other myths. Some of these are really, really priceless. Oh, no, this one made me mad. The that men can't be raped because it's impossible to force an involuntary erection.
That's still a myth. Like, anyway, keep going.
Not only is that a myth, but, like, there is such a thing as ass rape.
Yeah.
So. Also that. Very yeah. that. Like,
well, there's also rape of women forcing sex on men, and then they're just like, oh, no, that wasn't rape. I could have gotten her off. I could have, you know, like, gotten her away, but I just, like, kind of wanted to in the end. I'm like, no, it's still
rape.
Well,
there's a book called, I think it's called The Power, which is all about women obtaining this, like, electrical power. As a society. It's a really fascinating book. I recommend it to everyone.
Oh, it's like a fiction thing.
It's a fiction thing.
I thought it was like a how-to. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, keep going. What do I do?
And women, and women, you get to a point where women have taken over society and there are
raping
women.
People.
There are women who they basically electrically castrate men unless they use their electric power to give them an erection, and that's how they rape them.
Oh.
And it is fascinating.
Okay.
Not just that part. Just the book. Okay. Not the book in general, but it was an interesting moment in the book.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Guys out there, you can get raped, too. You can.
And it's
in
bad.
Multiple ways.
And it's bad. Yeah. And it's bad. Okay, this next myth also made me, because I've heard this from a congressman. He says, there's no such thing as rape because the thigh muscles in a woman's body were so strong that she could resist if she really wanted to.
Go fuck yourself, whoever said that.
Ugh, God.
Like, that is
the worst.
So offensive.
Mm-hmm.
This one was, the teacher dimmed the lights and had us write out a letter explaining to our friends and family that we had just been given the news that we had AIDS.
Oh, my God.
And explained how we had contracted it. After an hour of people crying in class and thinking about death, tried to encourage us to keep that letter with us.
Oh, my God. I want to do a free write of that. I'm going to do a free write of that. I'll post it on the Instagram. Or I'll just keep it for myself. Put it in a frame.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Most of it's going to be like, hey, I have AIDS. Oops. Like,
but it's also like nobody is ever like, oh, I contracted AIDS. I have, like, that's not the first step.
Or I have full-blown AIDS.
Yeah. Oh, my God. As opposed to the Reagan's a Family Guy moment.
No, it sounds, what was Team America? Remember that? Everyone has AIDS.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh,
but
my God.
But Family Guy had a thing where the barbershop quartet came in and was like, you've got AIDS, not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Any you.
Oh, God. We were told that masturbation would make us sterile, male or female.
Oh, my God.
That blind.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's true. That happened. That happens.
Oh, really?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I think any of us who, no one else been shot in the face, really? Like, straight in the eye, just straight in the eye.
I have.
I mean, that blurs your vision for a minute.
Yeah.
It does. It does sting a little bit.
I kept, like, I was an idiot, and I was even the one controlling it. And I just, like, it was in the dark, and I wasn't thinking about it, and I was just kind of, like, focused.
And then you
and
just
then,
got
boom,
it right
got
in the
it
eye.
Right in my eye. He kept apologizing. I was like, no, I mean, I'm the one that was aiming. I just didn't do it right.
That is one thing in porn that when I watch somebody get a facial, I'm very concerned for their eyes.
Yeah.
Especially if, like, their eyes are closed and somebody shoots and it hits them in the
eye.
I'm
like,
don't open your eye. Please don't open your eye. I've lost my boner because I'm really concerned for your eyes right now.
But, like, I kept, like, giggling because I was like, it doesn't sting. It's fine. It doesn't sting. It's weird.
Well, because you've never gotten it properly in your eye.
Yeah. No. Ooh. Oh, no. Like,
it feels like shampoo in your eye.
Oh,
yes,
really?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, it really does.
Maybe this guy just didn't have anything. Maybe it just was a less acidic sperm. I don't
did
know.
Did he just have
pineapple? I recently
is he vegan?
Got
was he vegan?
In my eye, no. And it was
he was pretty. He,
similar.
I think he was vegetarian, though.
Oh, he may have. Oh, made him because he was a vegetarian.
Maybe. He was very subtle, though. I was impressed.
This just makes me think of Sex the in notes, the City when Samantha sucks off the guy who's been drinking wheatgrass, and she's like, "This your cum tastes terrible."
Oh,
no,
God.
But like I've definitely shot myself in the eye a handful of times, and it is not
you
fun.
Shot yourself in the eye.
Oh hell! Oh my God! I'm a
good for you.
I'm a shooter.
There
I'm
you
a
go.
I shoot.
Yeah, you take those long sessions and then really get it up.
Oh
there.
No, especially if you're edging for a while. Are you kidding?
I only shoot like that when I'm edging.
Oh, no, not even, like, my ex, like, I used to be like, babe, I'm gonna come, and he would, like, cover his face.
No.
Like, he would just, like, he would
like,
just, ah. He's like, ah, like, he would literally shield his face.
I wish
because
that
it
I
happened
came like
so,
that.
It happened so many times. It happened so many fucking times where I would just get him right in the face.
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Sorry, to finish the quote, we were told that masturbation would make a sterile, male or female, that birth control caused both sterility and cancers. It's definitely not true. And that even heavy petting, my favorite, could cause pregnancy. Apparently, sperm is tricky and finds its way into the vagina. That's ejaculated. Yeah, that tricky sperm.
My God,
that sperm!
Apparently,
it's insidious.
Apparently, guys, sperm is smarter than they are.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, have you guys seen
the because
Earthbound?
The sperm apparently knows women's anatomy better than men do.
Yeah. Have you seen the Earthbound Human and its mating rituals?
No,
that's not the actual title. It's something similar to that.
Oh, where they did like a nature documentary, but with humans.
Yes,
it's so.
Carmen
fucking...
Electra is one of the stars of that, and it's
so,
so funny.
Funny
because every time he comes, there's a race of sperm that they shoot.
Like
they're like a track meet, and every time he's wearing a condom, they run into a wall. And
amazing.
And there's certain moments like every time that they end like. There's
like,
different variations, like when she's wearing a diaphragm, and then like the one time they have unprotected sex. I highly recommend
it's
that
really
film.
It's really entertaining.
If only for that thing.
Okay, speaking of highly entertaining, this last
abstinence-only
story
good.
Is so good. So,
Utah.
Oh, God. So it says, Utah was abstinence only. I was disciplined countless times for sharing. This is from Reddit, by the way. I was disciplined countless times for sharing accurate information about sex or anything related to sex, like diseases, contraception, or the kinds of activities not directly contributing to conceiving a child.
Also, let's say this is a fellow student.
This is a fellow student, teacher. He says, I can't remember how many times I was suspended for providing sex ed. The one expulsion, which was nearly permanent, actually prompted a public meeting concerning me and the information that I shared. I was taking mechanical drawing as a freshman and was seated near a senior on the football team. I was sexually active at the time, and somehow this football player had never learned about it. He goes, how do girls get pregnant? Then he had
that's a 22-year-old.
Yo, how did girls
who
get pregnant?
Doesn't know how girls get pregnant?
No, not no. Like, he was like 18.
Yeah. Okay.
He says then I had to explain it all of it to the entire team. Nearly all of them were having sex, and not only did they not know how to make a baby, they had no idea what the names of their private parts even were. I told them about condoms and that I would show them how to use them. I got an entire case of condoms from Planned Parenthood for free. I showed
God
these,
bless Planned
I know.
Parenthood.
I showed these guys how they worked and then distributed the remaining condoms throughout the school. I was expelled for it, and enraged parents called for a meeting with the school to voice their displeasure. The most memorable of these parents was a 50-year-old woman who was absolutely positive that I had corrupted her son with this information. How did she know? She knew that I had perverted her cretin son because she knew for a fact that he was totally ignorant to sex. He used the word penis to describe his privates, and I know for a fact that he never knew this word before.
Oh my God.
I love, like... I love that there are ellipses surrounding the word word. Like, I know for a fact he never knew this
word before.
My mother feels she made the right decision by educating her kids about sex because my sister and I are the only members of our sides of our families who made it out of high school without children.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Like... That was so epic.
That's like Spring Awakening. It's such
real.
Bullshit.
No, like literally, he's like Melchior Gabor.
Yeah,
literally, they know nothing about sex.
I just I'm like, it's really, really concerning that all of these. I mean, straight men are dumb enough as it is. straight male teenagers are dumb enough as it is, yeah. And now you're gonna sit here and like. Have them go out there and like I said, they're having sex, but they have no idea how any of that actually works.
Yeah. Well, and
also we wonder why teen pregnancy.
Everything that
happens.
We're learning about, you know, the Time's Up and the Me Too movements are that men in general are not being told don't rape people.
Right?
Women are told not to get raped, but men are not told to not rape people, which is insane.
Well,
I mean, I was never told.
Not just
I was never going to, but
yeah,
I was never told.
Well, yeah. It's not just that. It's not that they don't necessarily. It's like it's not just don't. They don't teach what affirmative like the importance of affirmative consent.
Consent is sexy.
Consent is fucking mandatory. Okay, like
I don't think I actually knew what rape was. Until like Law and Order SVU,
which learning rape from Law and Order SVU is another problem in and of itself because that's a lot of people's misconceptions about rape are due to the fact that their background in it is, you know, Law and Order.
And you're looking for the person that it's, you know, a creepy stepdad or it's like, you know, it's like stereotypical.
Or guy who's hiding in the bushes, which it's like.
Well, guy who's in an alley. Guy who like you met randomly
at a bar
isn't necessarily one. Like you can smell it on him before you're like, that's clearly a rapist. Like, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, also I just watched Heathers again for the first time in a long time. And one of the Heathers gets literally raped on screen.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I mean, you know, he ends up getting murdered. Good for everyone involved.
But
it's almost treated as if that's normal.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Because the girl who got raped showed no signs of trauma.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and just after I remember the first time like actually kind of reading from like it was online reading like an accurate description of like, okay, here's what affirmative consent is, here's what it's why you need to look for it every single time. It's like, thank God this information is out there, because even me, like, I would still make it a point to try to kind of get that sort of stuff, but I'm glad like it was the first time I actually read it out loud and was like, oh
yeah
like it there's now in retrospect I've seen a bunch of things that are problematic now in retrospect that are just like, oh shit, that scene from Heathers is really bad.
There's so many films.
There's so much stuff.
So
yeah.
So many films from the 80s and 90s that you watch and you go,
so problematic.
Oh
my God.
A problem.
So it was even though I hadn't engaged in like any problematic behavior necessarily myself, like even like I wish I had known about that standard better, like earlier, because then I could have been a better voice of being like, hey, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was taught about consent, really. Not truly. I think I was taught to have firm lines, and that was kind of their way of having consent.
But they didn't teach you how to,
And like, this is your line, and the person that, in whatever your line is, the person that you are interacting with has to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But
it wasn't discussed of what... hit song called Blurred Lines.
Date rape the song. Or you know what's even more problematic than that song? Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah. The debate over that song last year was intense.
I'm surprised it was that late because I have been bitching about that song. I've been bitching about that song for years.
We
date raped the Christmas Carol.
I did a cabaret where we took love songs and made them creepy.
Oh,
and that song was in contention. We didn't do it, but it didn't need any help. It was definitely in the mix when we were deciding what songs we were going to do. Oh, God.
No, that does not need any help.
Fascinating and just a little bit terrifying. There will be more bonus content coming soon, so until then, educate yourself, educate your peers, educate your children, and don't forget to clear your browser history. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It lets us know you're having a good time and helps others to find the show. You can also tweet or DM us. We're at BrowserPod across all social media platforms. And you can also find us individually at DammitRJ, at the.laura.j, and me, at BikeMowers. Thanks!